The Palestinian national soccer team today played its first competitive game on home soil. The team played Thailand in Al Ram in the West Bank near Jerusalem. In sporting terms, the soccer match was a qualifier ahead for the Olympic Games in London next year. It was much more than that in political terms, though. The Palestinian Prime Minister, Salam Fayyad, was in the stands. He called it a historic day.
It's a historic day for our team for the first time. It's playing a home game. International competition, one that counts, it's official, has all of these symbols. One side representing country that has been around for a very long period of time. Another, we're working on becoming a country.
The BBC's John Donison is in the West Bank at the Faisal Al Husseini Stadium in Al Ram. John, first of all, what's the score of the match? It just ended.
Well, everyone has just left pretty deflated, actually, because after what was a pretty good game, the Palestinians actually won after normal time 1-0, but that only evened things up from the first leg, which the Thais won. So the game went into extra time. It then went to penalties. 6-5, the Thais won on penalties. So huge groans. And I've actually just seen one of the Palestinian players who missed a penalty traipsing off in tears with a few friends trying to console him.
What do you think was the Thai team's main asset?
Well, to be honest, they took some pretty good penalties. They didn't seem to have a single fan among the 7,000 people watching this game, but they remained calm. They weren't put off by all the jeers and whistles as they took their penalties, and they put the first five of them all away. They eventually missed one, but they ended up winning.
And do you think the Palestinians look pretty good through the 90 minutes?
Yeah, they're not bad. I mean, the Palestinians are rated, I think, 178th in the world in the FIFA world rankings, and the Thais are 120th, I think. So the Palestinians are not a great team. But I think, certainly, my overall impression of the evening was just the enthusiasm for football here and, you know, a competitive game played on Palestinian territory.
Given the stall in peace talks between Israelis and Palestinians, are there people in the Middle East who are saying that sports might be able to succeed where, you know, politics has not?
No, there aren't really many people saying that. Palestinians at the moment are incredibly skeptical about the peace process. Of course, President Obama relaunched direct peace talks with Israel and the Palestinians September last year, and it came to nothing within a matter of weeks. So I think people tonight, frankly, were enjoying themselves and probably forgetting a bit about politics, but I certainly don't think they see this really as significant in terms of the peace process at all, no.
Now, for the Palestinian soccer team, what next for them? I mean, will they be able to improve their ranking, which right now ain't too great?
No, it isn't great. 178th in the world, as I say. I think they will be looking to continue and look forward to World Cup qualification in future. They also play in various Asian football tournaments, and they will be looking to play more games at home. They're actually in the process of building a new stadium just up the road in Ramallah, which they hope to get open to play some of their games. And, you know, I think most fans will be hoping that this is not the last time they're going to see their team play on home soil.
And John, on the bright side, I guess Palestinians must somehow feel that hosting an international event like this brings a sense of normalcy to their lives.
It does, and that was the message I got not only from Prime Minister Salam Fayyad, but also the president of the Palestinian Football Federation, Jabril Rajoub, who I was talking to earlier today. And he said, look, this is a small step, but it is another step towards normalcy. It's another Palestinian institution, if you like, and the Palestinians are seeking statehood, and they see every step that puts them on the international stage as the state of Palestine, as a country, which I guess when you represent Palestine in a football tournament, you kind of do. They see that as a step forward, albeit, as I say, a small step.
Well, it's not a win, but it's an encouraging night for Palestinian soccer. The BBC's John Donison in the West Bank at the Faisal Al Husseini Stadium. Thanks so much.
It's a pleasure.